Things Unsaid, Episode 1. My mom's diaries, and I figured I would record them to give her a voice, you know? Don't worry, I glanced through first. It's much more like a journal, no sappy secrets or anything too cringy. Always the journalist, that mom. I guess it also must have been hard growing up deaf in such a small town. Communication can't have been easy outside the family. I wonder how much she had to leave unsaid at my age. Anyway, Dr. Marlowe Jr. thought it would help me deal with the loss. Or the stress? Keep me from going totally insane. All right, here goes.
Week 1. A.P. Hebertson here. That's Abigail Page for all you newcomers. Which is everyone, because this would be the first broadcast.
Oh, and then there's a note in the margin that says, geez, I need to get better at this jazz. okay. A.P. Hebertson here, that's Abigail Page, first broadcast.
Well, Dr. Marlowe Sr. said this sort of thing would be good for me. Getting my thoughts down when I can't take any more of keeping things to myself. And Dad ran with that. I want this to be almost like a journalist's observations. But my history teacher, Mrs. Beaupre, said a reporter should always be aware of what his or her background is. So, about me. I'm obviously not the most important part of the news. I just have to tell people the truth. No one needs their face or their speaking voice to keep others in the know. And the kids around here want to know what the truth of our life is. What's going on? When did Mark get that tattoo? Why is Mr. Jones such a...
Oh, well, she crossed that bit out. Must be a teacher of hers. Continuing on.
Anyway, I don't really like that gossip aspect. I'm not going to work for a tabloid, and Dad insists I start small. But I still think there's something up with Jones. You can't just appear on this earth such a creep. That's a transformative process. And you'd think everyone here knows everyone's business anyway in such a lightly populated area. Everyone here certainly likes to assume they know your business. I've got to figure out our hometown first. We've got a drought going on, and in a rural area that's a death wish to entire families, our whole community. Or it should be. But we're all doing fine. I don't just mean things haven't hit the fan yet, because our lawns are dead and the air is drier than Mr. Jones's excuse for jokes. Crops aren't growing any worse, according to Elise. Her family has cows and some corn a bit east of here. The whole plains region is bone dry. Other towns nearby have shriveled because no one can just ship in water, right? Elise's dad says the government just made an extra effort so people can still get food. Because of that, most of our crops, but specifically corn, are still pushing through. They shipped us water and whatever else is needed to keep the bare minimum, I guess to keep the country fed. It helps keep some farms afloat, but if they're more livestock-based or can't grow cash crops, our town is not looking at good times ahead. But why are we special in the first place? What's so important about nowhere Montana that we get more than someone else? Our farmers aren't the best. Our town does just well enough to get by. I have to look into this breaking news. Next is always supposed to be soft news. Let's see. Band camp started this week. That's how we all found out about Mark's tattoo. He insisted that if he was sweating, he needed to take his shirt off in case the colors ran. Pretty suspicious. And Maggie asked one of her cousins, and that's actually the worst thing you can do for a new tattoo. Friggin' Mark just wanted to show off. Poor sap will pay the price soon. Literally. He'll need to get it touched up or it'll get crustier than Mr. Jones. But back to band camp. News is slow otherwise, but I'm sure it'll pick up when school starts again. In the meantime, though, tryouts for drum majors are this week, and I've been documenting the process like mad for the school paper. You don't have to hear to see a band work, or even report on them. And I could smile and keep time. At least Mark and Tommy Herrera showed me how at the end of last year. I'm hoping that being able to participate and be knowledgeable about school functions will help me become the editor-in-chief of Bozeman News this year. I've been practicing and taking pictures and editing, but I'm still worried the school newspaper's editor position will become some other member of the board's girlfriend. That's how it goes. But this segment isn't about politics. All right, that's enough for this first installment. If any of my stories have more details come to light, I will update the listeners. AP Hebertson, signing off. End week one.
Well, glad to see things never changed in the world of high school politics. I'd also like to make sure this whole tattoo thing is on the record, because you better believe Mom will be hearing about this when she gets home. If she was so knowledgeable about how tattoos worked, then she had no reason to have flipped when I got mine. I guarantee I was more careful than a high school boy. Any high school boy. Good to see Dr. Marlowe's, both senior and junior, had the idea of journaling feelings. Would have thought psychology or medicine advanced a bit over an entire generation, but, guess the human brain is pretty consistent. It should make me feel better that Mom did the same stuff around my age. She didn't have a parent go missing. Feels a bit like using a band-aid for a cut in a broken leg. Let's keep going.
Week 2. Hello again. AP Hebertson here with the weekly updates. School prep is going strong as it can. I'm deputy editor-in-chief, so I guess I can't be too disappointed. That's still pretty good. I'll definitely get to be editor-in-chief at some point. Probably next season, when there are a lot of sports and Maya is busy. Maya, the current editor-in-chief... Well, she hasn't been mean about it, at least. She said good job the next day. I know she wasn't trying to make it sound bad, but she was all, it's just politics anyway, all about who you know. Which, I know I don't have friends. On the newspaper board, at least. Still sucks that she pointed it out. Not that she was trying to. Ugh, this is so confusing. I'm not mad at her, because she didn't do anything. I never should have gotten into gossip. This is a reputable news business. The canned food drive is going to start soon, and I think I'll talk to Ms. Ponce about running the sorting business. Community service looks better on a college resume anyway. But I don't really care about any of that. There's so many new things in the world that are so much better. Have you heard about the CIA? Well, okay, everyone has heard of the CIA. I mean the thing they just announced. About their research developments in space. Not that aliens exist, so far. Just that they, the CIA, they have a department for researching what's going on in space. Like with planetary movements and how far we can travel. Even speculations on what they might find. They confirmed all those secret agent people believe there's something out there. Maybe not even super far. I want in. Obviously, the CIA won't give out that information to us civilians or whatever they want to call us. So I'm going to join them. I found a program for the summer, and all I have to do is promise 1.5 times the length of the program in service for the CIA after I graduate college. Job security after graduation? That's a gift, not a contract. So I sent the application in. Took 3 weeks. These guys want so much from me. I had to talk to all sorts of people at school to get transcripts and early letters of recommendation, all this red tape garbage. Lots of essays about who I am as a person, why I want this job, what I want for my future, the whole nine yards. I think I'd make a good agent, honestly. I mean, anyone who's got secrets would be safe with me. Who am I gonna tell? I'll never talk. Literally. End of week 2.
Dang, I knew Mom was into discovering the truth, but that's some X-Files level aspirations. I wonder if she got in, but I'll have to wait. That's enough for today. I'm starting to miss Mom a lot more, even seeing her old handwriting. What'd I give to see her sign again? Dad's trying his best, though. I know he feels the same. God, his wife is gone. I can't even imagine. This episode of Things Unsaid was written and recorded by Julia Wallach. Music, sound design, and editing by Daniel Farrell. Want to show your support for our show? Follow us on Twitter at UnsaidCast and Instagram at Page by Page Gilbert for updates and bonus content. If you would like to advertise in our program, feel free to message any of our social media pages. Thanks for listening.